What about that?
Say, Zero.
Yes.
Say, I don't know. Say, I sent out the email this morning, and I think I recapped the discussion we had on the previous call with Demi and some others.
Yes, and, I received it.
Yeah, and we still stuck a little bit with the fundamental problem of voting.
Right.
And at the previous call, and maybe just a debrief for those who were not, because most of you were not attending the previous call, is that Demi raised the issue of, say, what is the nature of the CCNSO and therefore its membership? And I tried to capture this, say, in the in the body of the email, and it's in the document as well. And
right.
Based on this fundamental question, you still at the choice, or it reflects the choice between one member, one vote, and one vote per territory. So I don't know if you want to discuss this at this stage, or let people think about it, and that we address this first, have a, say, present this as such to the community as part of the IDN session, because I think we're now at the bottom of it. We still, and then finalize it at our meeting in Prague, at the IDN Working Group 2 meeting, because my concern, and I'm talking as the issue manager, is how to present this to the community, because there is still, based on the discussion to date, a majority view of one vote per territory and a minority view of one vote per member, quote unquote. And I don't know to what extent this is still the sense of the working group. And secondly, we need to see where the community wants to go with this, whether they want to have it presented as two options, presented as the majority view with the caveat of minority view, and then take a vote on it. And say, and the other question I have is whether the views of the working group have changed. So that's why I've done it this way. And what I've done as well in the document you received this morning, I've just excerpted the membership definition as we currently have it. And secondly, again, the discussion on voting in the draft final report, on which we didn't receive any comments from the community. So my proposal would be to present this, these two differing views on the nature of the CCNSO, following with the associated voting mechanisms to the community, and see, say, if there is a rough consensus in the room where they want to go, and then discuss it on Thursday morning as part of the working group meeting, and then decide how you want to present this as a recommendation to the community and to the council. Is that a way forward?
Does okay. Thank you, Bart. I think your recap is very correctly described. So the discussion in the last call was like this. So the basic principle is based on ISO 3166 or a professional organization. That's the basic, which is the basic model we want to use. Pursue. I think that was the current issue, not just on the voting mechanism, right?
Yes, but at the end of the day, this basic view of the season is all determined how you view the voting.
Right.
In the other areas, the working group discussed, it doesn't really have an impact, but it really impacts the voting.
Yes. And in the last call, in the last conference call, we were almost stuck in these two options. So today I want to hear more discussions from the working group members who are not in the last call and decide how we go. And maybe the way Bart proposed was the way to go forward. But first I want to hear the opinions by the members, especially who are not on the call last meeting. So who are on the call? Giovanni?
Yeah.
We have Giovanni, we have Dejan, we have Paulos and Mary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Most of them were not in the last call, right?
No, I wasn't in the last call.
Yes, Paulos. Yes. So,
I mean, I can speak here. Thanks for this opportunity. I can speak with reference to the summary that Bart has shared with us this morning, European morning. And I agree with the approach that Bart has prepared. And I also continue to agree on the, let's say, one of the key elements we've been discussing, which is one vote per territory. At the same time, there is this exception that Bart has highlighted, and I also agree with that. And this is something that I have developed over the past, let's say, couple of months. If the beginning was uncertain between one vote per member and one vote per territory, I think in order to simplify things, probably one vote per territory makes more sense. I understand at this point we should, as Bart has written, reaffirm the majority and minority views and eventually discuss them with a broader CCTLD community. So to me, I'm fine with the work done so far, and I would like to move myself to this majority because at a certain point it makes, again, more sense.
Okay, thank you, Giovanni. So how about others?
This is Mary.
Yes,
this
Mary?
Is Mary. Yes. I also want to align myself with the proposal in the view of the majority. And I agree with the model of presenting the two views, the minority views, to the wider community. And my own understanding is that what differentiates CCNSO from GCNSO is the fact that we are territory-bound, geographic-bound association of professional or organization, unlike the GNSO, which is open to everyone. I think that from that angle, I want to go with the majority that it should be territory. Whether we have one or two managers in a territory, or we have five managers in a territory, and I've always argued that the fact that a territory is under ASCIL or IDN CCC, it doesn't change the territory. It's just that the variant of presenting is the viewing that is the difference, and not any other thing, any other principle or mechanism. So it's still the same territory, it's still the same geographic, because if we check the bylaw, it mentions geographic and the ISO provisions. So if we go by that, if we are not changing the principle, I think I want us to go present what we have done so far. I think we have worked on this for too long a time. Present what we have done so far, then let's hear the community, what the community will think about it. That's also my own position, just like the last speaker said.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary.
Paolo?
Yes, Paolo?
Yes, I also want to align myself with the majority of you, but also make sure that the community hears about the minority of you. In particular, I think that it will be important for us to hear from territories that have multiple possibilities of multiple CCTLDs, either IDN and ASCII or just ASCII as well. And I think that we need, maybe we may need to benefit from what their thinking is on this. I don't know if on this call we do have, or on this working group we do have such a member of the CCNSO. I think that it would be important to hear their views as well. So I would present, I would align myself with the majority of you, but present the minority of you as well.
Okay.
Diane, as I said on the last call, my opinion is that majority view of system with one vote per territory is also my opinion, and I agree with the discutant from the today's call that it's important to hear the opinion of community about things.
Okay, thank you very much. So all
thank
of
you.
The four members agree to go on the majority view with the one vote per territory, with description about the minority view. So let me give my opinion as an independent member, not a chair. I also agree with the majority view, one vote per territory. So the background is that at least at this stage, we are the CCNSO. So CCNSO is a kind of team of ISO 3166 territories. And if we want to go beyond this definition, the ISO 3166 CC definition, such discussion maybe or should be given by more deep and wider communities. So I think at least at this moment we should go with this majority view. That's my personal opinion. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, any other comments from the members?
No.
So, if not, but maybe at least in this conference call, we have five members, and all of us with the majority view. So. Could we go as you proposed to prepare for the BRAC meeting?
Yes, and what I'll do is, because we have a slot, and I think what needs to be presented to the CCTLD members or managers present is.
Yes.
Is precisely this bit of, say, the minority view and the majority view, and pose the question of how do you view the CCNSO?
Right.
As what is the underlying organizing principle?
Right.
Because that gives the working group a sense, because you had time to think this through for quite some time. You have quite some time to think this through, but I think the CCTLD managers present should have the opportunity at least to be aware of this fundamental choice underlying the different views.
Yes.
And then we say that what I'll do at the say that. Make sure that at the meeting itself on Thursday that we have these say that the people on Discord at least support the majority view, and those who are not present have one more opportunity to express their views, and then I think this we should close this discussion at least from a working group perspective.
Okay, that's
then,
great.
We've been dancing around this issue for quite some time now.
Right.
This
right.
is the final one.
I love that.
Mary.
Just
here.
Mary.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes. I want in presenting this for a definition of imagery. You know, some of us English is not our mother tongue. And we need to understand it properly.
Yeah.
Probably, yes. There's note 9 that Bart tried to present, but I don't know whether MSC connotes positive or negative thing. So I think it will be helpful if further definition of MSC is stated, or if there's another word we could say, I don't know any other word, but something that will make it reader friendly, easy for us to understand.
Okay. I'll have a look at it and try to adjust it.
Okay then.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Mary.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So any others? Good. Okay. Thank you, Pat, and thank you, everybody. So today we can adjourn this call and waiting for Frog, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Hero.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Apollos. I hope to see you at Frog. I went for my interview today as well.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.